Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Toph hit me with something that definitely challenges my math skills. And even as I plotted through it, it's honestly one of the more fascinating things that I think he's ever asked on the show, and I don't know my answer. So I'm going to present it to you. And it's about Judge, and it's about Alonzo. So right now, Pete, who got a base hit his first time up, right? But based on entering the game. Enter the game hitting 343. Aaron Judge enters, actually off today, is hitting 427. So the way Pete framed it, at the end of the year, which player is closer to their current average? Okay. So I'm like, huh. It just seemed like it took me a while to even find. I'm like, well, all right, I got you. It definitely took me a second to get it. And let's see. Well, Judge, who's hitting 427, if he were to finish it, say, 360. I picked an arbitrary number, 360, boom. That's 67 points off of where he's at now, 427. And Pete, you know, I'm going to adjust based on past performances, based on overall talent, whatever. Pete at 343, I just picked 280, even though he maybe could be a tick higher. But 280 for him would be, what, something like 67 points off the mark, I think. 67 or 63, whatever it is. It's in the neighborhood between 65 and 70 for each guy. So do I think, basically what it comes down to simplify this out, do I think it's going to be Judge hitting 360 or Pete hitting 280? Now, Pete could hit 290 and Judge could hit 373. I don't know. First, let me let you answer it since you posed the question. What is your opinion right now? Which player will finish closer to their current average, which are off the charts?
I think, personally speaking, Pete will be close to it because they're still going to drop about 100 points. Like the Judge last year hit 322. Which was phenomenal. He's batting 427. Like, even if he drops off like 75 points, it's going to be because I don't think he's going to bat 350. I don't think he's going to bat 340. I think he's going to significantly drop down. We were talking about it. If he has a bad streak of over 30.
Over 30, you calculate. I asked you right to calculate this.
Pete Alonso, I don't think he's going to get 280. Or 280 to me is way too high for him, but I think he'll be closer to the 260 mark. So I think they're both going to fall off closer to 100 points, closer to it.
Uh-huh.
I think at the end of the day, it's just 260 is less than the 320. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think Judge has an opportunity to be great. I think he's going to come closer to dropping off closer to 100 points from here.
I see how you got there. I would go the other way. I don't agree with either. I think that Pete has a chance to be higher than that. And I think really Aaron has a chance where we look back, it's going to be like one of those freak shows where you go to Baseball Reference and you see like 359 staring at you, 363. I mean, the one thing about, I mean, listen, we talk about Judge and we know his approach and he's refined it over the years, you know, 322 a year ago, whatever it was. So it's not like this is out of nowhere, but Pete Alonso's changed his approach too. And I was listening to Keith talk about this last night where, you know, he's usually 2-1. Two to one strikeouts to walks. He's 1-1. I don't know where. I think he's like one more walk or one more strikeout than the other, which is not Pete Alonso. Now, you can very easily say, well, that's maybe it's a bit of an outlier start. I don't think it is because of the where he's hitting the ball, the way he's taking some tough, you know.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Some of that soft stuff away that he used to go at, like he just looks like he's changed his approach, and it looks like it's more in line with how he used to hit when he had a 270 to 260.
I got to be honest, and I'm not comparing him to David Wright at all, but it reminds me of when David Wright used to get in his first year or second year, he was the best 0-2 hitter in baseball. If he got an 0-2 pitch on him, he'd find a way to work the count and either get a base hit or get a walk, whatever it is. Alonso is much closer to that these days because, like yesterday, he walked a 3-2 pitch. They're throwing him that cheese outside. They're throwing him stuff that he would chase last year.
Yep.
He's not touching. He's not even close to touching it.
Well, that's why I say, and again, I know I like to get some like deep in the numbers sometimes. Sometimes it's boring for some people. But that's why I said the way he's taken pitches this year.
Right.
Like, you want to see a good hitter? Watch how he takes a pitch. There's no flinch. There's no jump. Like, he's seeing it early, and he's reading it early. So, my answer is Judge, but it could be close.
Can I just say one thing? Because, sure. Again, I've heard people now reference Judge and Barry Bonds.
What is it? Who's eating? I smell food all of a sudden. What's going on?
That I don't know, but our door is wide open. Yours is closed, so you shouldn't smell it. So
I do, though.
It's through the vent.
Oh, got it.
Through the vent.
It's not Dove Stew. He didn't open it up yet.
All right. What are you going to say, Hop?
Next break.
But Barry Bonds... at age 37,
mm-hmm.
hit his highest batting average, which was .370. The year prior, he was .328. Is this people saying that Aaron Judge is on that Barry Bonds type of year right now?
Yep.
I mean, if that's the case, then we're talking about that jump where .322 to .370 isn't that much.
I don't think it's that much. Now, the only thing is, what did Bonds, how many home runs did he have that year?
That was 46, 110, and I forget how many walks he had.
Oh, yeah, no, Aaron's healthy. Aaron's flying by all, certainly 46 and certainly 110.
The year before he batted .328, he had 73 home runs.
Yeah, that's what he's Judge, he's, you know, listen, 10's amazing, but yeah, he's not hitting 73 home runs. So, you know, he's just, he's learned, he's one of these guys who's gotten better later in his career in terms of, like, I mean, some guys come out and they flash crazy power, like a young Darryl. But Darryl never really refined his approach. He was always, you know, 250, 260, and like that kind of average around there. But this is not like out of nowhere for Judge. He's been this kind of hitter for a while. Kevin's in West Islip. Kev, BT and Sal, how you doing?
Hey, Brandon, how you doing, pal?
Good. What's going on?
Just real quick, I just wanted to shout out that I actually, when I first listened to you about 4 or 5 years ago, wasn't really thrilled, but you've really grown on me, like, both with your sports knowledge, your passion, and your takes. Like, I gotta give you props for that. You're really cool,
that.
Dude.
Thank you, man. That's cool. You know what? Listen, you know why I think that's really cool? First of all, and there's a lot of people who disagree, and that's fine. But like, yeah, so like, I think the easiest thing is like when somebody likes you from the get-go, and that's awesome. But when somebody's like, nah, I don't like this dude, but then you stick with it, and you give it a shot. That really means a lot. So thanks for saying that, man.
No problem. You and I gotta tell you, I'd love to see you paired up with Keith. By the way,
Shaq, I got a partner.
Well, I don't want to talk about him right now.
Hey,
I'm not gonna go there.
Keep it moving.
Keep the call positive. So listen. I think it's really simple. Everybody's like, nobody's looking at the elephant in the room with Soto. Now, I'm not a Met fan. I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm actually a Reds fan, but more of both a Met and Yankee fan, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this, as Evan would say, an independent objective observer, whatever he calls it.
Yeah, what is that acronym? I've heard him say. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So Soto has always been about the money. Always. Mm-hmm. He's got his money. Yeah. He's complacent. That's it. It's not about the Bronx. It's not about Citi Field. Not about the teammates. Not about nothing. Now, I'm not saying that's the answer, but why is nobody thinking that's the answer? I don't get it.
Well, number one, I think we have too much respect for the way he attacks his craft over the years. Like, if there wasn't evidence that he was just, you know, a real tactician in the box and a real, really, like, deeply into the mind games of hitting and the psychology of hitting. Like, everything about Soto, to me, from a distance, obviously, tells me that this guy opens his eyes and he's thinking about hitting. His approach, refining it, perfecting it. And that doesn't flip off. Like, I think this guy's motivation is to be a great hitter. I also think he's deeply motivated to be a better right fielder. I mean, he's talked about that. I mean, I haven't seen it yet this year. I don't know if we will. But, I'm not going there. I mean, not because I'm afraid to. I just don't believe it. I think there's some guys that you can say that about. No question. I don't think he's one of them. I really, really don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series, What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined,
all of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.